So Wisconsin didn't get either one of the Hauser brothers. UW didn't. But, you know, could have been worse. They could have decided to go to Iowa, I suppose. All right, we're joined. a little dig at our friend Hannah this morning. Good morning, Hannah from the West Bend Public Library.
Good morning, indeed.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. The allergies have improved slightly, and I did not get blown off the road this weekend. I was rolling into Dubuque for a family, Memorial Day function, and as I was at my uncle's address plugged into my GPS, and so it, and I'm listening to tunes, and I've got my phone hooked up to the Bluetooth, so when the emergency alert came through for the tornado warning that I was driving into, it went through my car speakers, welcome to Iowa,
Yes.
Welcome indeed.
Indeed. But you had a good time with the family?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They're a great group of folks. And it's interesting to see that my generation is starting to have kids now. So there's a fresh crop of youths running around at these things, and it's adorable.
Youths. Yes, indeed. So, so we're kind of winding down some things here and then getting ready for summer reading. So let's talk about what we have going on. You've got an event going on next Monday, which is an interesting topic.
Yeah, Monday, this topic's been in the news a lot. At 6:30 p.m., we are pondering plastics, why they're a problem and what you can do. So obviously single-use plastic, that's been in the news a lot. You know, plastic straws have been a hot topic, that kind of thing. And much of the plastics we use find their way into rivers and lakes and oceans, and it contaminates our drinking water and degrades our beaches and all kinds of nasty things, bad effects on the environment. So we're going to have a little talk on the effects of plastic on water quality and wildlife, including our local rivers in Lake Michigan, and have proposed some solutions. What can you do to be part of a more sustainable, healthy future? We've got Cheryl Nen coming from the Milwaukee River Keepers who will be sharing some information with us and available for questions and that sort of thing. So that should be a really interesting program Monday at 6:30.
Did you see that picture online, speaking of plastics on the beaches, from I think it was in Virginia, where after Memorial Day they found they had 10 ton of garbage on one beach that people had just left behind? Have you seen that?
That's so gross. I don't know who acts like that, but...
You wonder if it was
my people. My mother would never.
You wonder if it was people or pigs, don't you?
Right, you really do. Like, maybe if that's how we're going to act, maybe we don't deserve the planet. But
yeah,
here we are.
But, take a look. It's all over social media this morning, and I think it was in Virginia. I can't pull it up now off the top of my head, but that's what I'm... what I'm thinking, but anyway, it's trashed. I mean, embarrassingly trashed. So
exactly, I did see that one. Disappointing. So, if you want to learn how to clean up your act, so to speak, the library can help.
I think this one probably deserved mothers out there scolding. I think.
Oh yeah, exactly. I would have been not allowed to leave the beach until my trash was picked up.
Yeah, that might have helped in this case too. So. Maybe what we need instead of more lifeguards is a few mothers.
Yeah, scolding moms.
Yeah, there you go. So you got another program on Tuesday night, Relax and Rejuvenate in the Park?
Yes, and this is a whole series that we're doing throughout the summer, but our first one kicks off Tuesday at 7 p.m. The Patrons Park is right behind the library, kind of on 7th and Walnut. There is the intersection, and we'll have six sessions throughout the summer, but fall kind of into the yoga discipline. So we've got yoga, body flow, principles of Tai Chi, and more coming to the park, thanks to the Kettle Moraine YMCA. And they'll take place outside, obviously. But of course, in case of rainy or very hot weather, we will offer the classes on the first floor of the library in the adult reading area. And it's kind of bring your own mat or towel and your own water, so if you've got a bottle, you can fill it up inside and then head out. No registration is required, and all ages and experience levels are welcome, but we do ask that people be aware of your own body and how you're feeling, and if you need to take a break or head inside, to absolutely do that. So relax and rejuvenate in the park.
There we go. All right. And we know it's just around the corner. Summer reading!
Huzzah! It is fast approaching. The adult summer reading program actually kicks off June 3rd. So that's kind of in conjunction with that plastic program and the kickoff of relaxing and rejuvenating in the park. So June 3rd through August 3rd, adults can, you basically every book you read, you turn in a flip, and every flip becomes an entry into a grand prize drawing. So that's always a pretty fun, easy way to kind of set a good example for the kids or just get some cool stuff for yourself. Sure. And then the children's and teen summer reading program kicks off June 6th at 6:30 p.m. with our ice cream social. So stop by. You can get registered for summer reading, get some ice cream sundaes and root beer floats, and then read your way to some grand prizes through July 31st. So lots of good stuff. All ages can participate from first through over 99 years old, as old as you want to be.
Sounds good. Sure. That sounds good. Now, I know the library has had all kinds of things on social media. Have you added another one?
We sure have. This is another shout out to my intern, Sam Watson, who's helping at the library this summer. And she is going to help us launch our Instagram page. So we've got that kind of going on. There's not a ton of stuff on there yet, but if you want to get some cool library pictures and stay on top of some interesting stories coming out of the library, definitely follow us on Instagram. It's just West Bend Library.
Library Confidential.
I know, exactly. Behind the scenes.
Yes, there's what we want right there. Yeah. We want to know who sits back in the little room after the box of new books comes in and reads the one you're not supposed to open until next Thursday.
Wah-ha-ha-ha.
That's what inquiring minds want to know. regular hours for the West Bend Public Library are?
Yeah, now that it's not a holiday, the library is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. And as always, you can stop by and visit us at 630 Poplar Street, or you can give us a call at 262-335-5151. Our website is westbendlibrary.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at West Bend Community Memorial Library, or check out that Instagram page.
There we go.
Lots of different, and this is probably going to be the last short one for a while, because next week all the summer reading things go into effect.
All right, sounds good. Are there any big summer books that you're looking forward to or that you're going to give an advance recommendation for?
Well, I've been really looking forward to, personally, books that not necessarily came out or are coming out this summer, but I'm reading these. They're kind of young adults, almost middle grade books, but Rick Riordan, who wrote the Percy Jackson series.
Right.
He liked the concept. Obviously, the concept is really successful. You know, he finds out he's the son of a Greek god or of a Roman god or of a Norse god. So he did it several times. Then he said, you know, I'm not really qualified to write about, some of these, Central American gods or African gods. So he's recruited some other writers to put out some books kind of under his imprint, you might say. Kind of like James Patterson, but he's not slapping his name all over the cover.
Gotcha.
So Arusha and the End of Time was the first one. That's one of our Battle of the Books books for this year. There's a new one in that series that just came out. And he's got another couple of books under Rick Riordan Presents that are coming out later this year that I'm really looking forward to.
Okay. Is there a third movie in the works?
I'm not sure. The first two were not terribly well done.
They were, about 90 minutes.
they sure were. And frankly, should have been better. You had, like, Uma Thurman and Sean Bean and some real powerhouse names. Yeah. I don't know why they couldn't pull it off. But
they were, I mean, I was, I watched both of them, but I didn't feel like I was, led anywhere in particular by them. You know?
Right, and I liked the books a lot, and so I was very, very disappointed in the books. I think everybody was kind of trying to capitalize off the success of Harry Potter at that point.
Right, right. And I thought the actors were okay, you know, the young actors. I kind of liked the kid who played Percy. He's been in some other things, too, here and there. But But anyway, I thought there was talk about a third one, but I'm never quite sure. And then then you hear about other sequels, too. It's like, what happened to where's the Top Gun sequel? That's supposed to be coming. and then I so don't want this one to actually exist. The Bill and Ted sequel.
Oh, I hope it's good.
The third one, I don't know, you know.
I don't know. I'm nervous, but Keanu has done some good stuff lately, so maybe.
Well, it does give Alex Winter something to do.
Right. Keeps him out of trouble.
Yeah, because he hasn't done a whole lot. I mean, he was in Bill and Ted. He was also in Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't tell you what else he's done.
And, you know, he might have been, money-wise, coasting off that ever since then. I'm sure that's plenty of, you know, merchandising and reruns and media.
And, you know, Comic-Cons.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of these guys are making, you know. Will Wheaton is at 100,000 events a year, I think, if you look at his
stuff. He does so many things, and did his guest appearances on the Big Bang Theory, but otherwise he's kind of, you know, Wesley Crusher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or because that's what people want him to be. They don't want him to be the kid from Stand By Me, which I thought was a better role.
It absolutely was. Definitely showed out his acting chops a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's kind of more niche.
That's true. That's very true. But anyway, all right. Have yourself a great week, and we'll chat again next Wednesday. How's that?
Sounds good to me. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation.